So a very good day and welcome to Chris Wharton. And Chris is on Wirral. We always are very careful. We don't say the Wirral because there are some people who would jump on me. Chris, is it the Wirral or Wirral for you?
I don't particularly care, Vince, you know. I suppose it's Wirral, you know, because it's part of Merseyside now. So it's just a division of Merseyside.
Yeah, I know when I was working on Radio Merseyside, we often had the very pedantic people, usually thinking a little bit academic of themselves. They used to always say, you've got to say Wirral, not the Wirral. So anyway, we'll go to the Wirral just to stick two fingers up to them. Now, okay. It's part three of Cilla that we're looking at. And let me get first your overall impressions. What did you think of it?
Very disappointed. I thought it was a pretty rubbishy programme, to be honest with you. And, you know, I don't really know what the purpose of it was, but they finished off in a poor way.
Okay, I think that seems to concur with the way I felt. Let's go to the beginning. When Bobby was talking with Cilla and the Beatles in a little group, and I was absolutely flabbergasted because they didn't look an iota like the Beatles, did they?
Well, there was no effort. You know, that's the thing with the whole programme. The research was terrible. There was no effort to try and get four fellas that looked a bit like the Beatles. They were just four fellows away. You can do it. You four can do it. And, of course, the accents were out of the thing as well. So, you know, it's just... there doesn't seem to be any effort in the programme to do a proper research.
I'm glad you felt the same because I thought, well, am I being picky?